Thanks for bringing your old movie projector to the studio today. I really appreciate it, Bill.
I thought you might enjoy this. Adam Hoge is here. Adam is our Chicago Bears insider, and I'm not a Bears insider, but here's what I know about the Bears. They're not good. Adam, did you ever notice that about the Bears?
No, I didn't.
No, that's true.
They're about to get better.
Really? I hope they are about to
get
better.
They can't get any worse.
No, that's true.
Are you guys ready for the Mike Glennon era to
Uh-oh.
Begin?
What happened?
Well, it looks like it's going to happen. It looks like, based on the developments today, this thing is all but signed, sealed, and delivered because it can't be official until 3 o'clock tomorrow, but it sure seems around the league like Mike Glennon is going to sign with the Bears.
Mike Glennon has been the Tampa Bay backup quarterback for the past few seasons and has not gotten into any games, correct?
Can we find out a little bit more about Mike Glennon?
What do you know about him?
Too much.
Oh, all right.
I'm a weird person, and I've spent most of the last 24 hours watching every single pass he's thrown in his entire career.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's not. I shouldn't be bragging about it.
What do they see in him? Paying him a lot of money.
His career has been weird because they drafted him in the third round. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers drafted him in the third round back in 2013. They played him a lot as a rookie, and then his head coach got fired. And they hired Lovie Smith. Remember Lovie Smith, the old Bears head coach?
Yes.
So Mr. Excitement, I like to call him.
That's what Ben Carson calls him.
So Lovie comes in and decides to sign Josh McCown, former Bears quarterback. A lot of Bears themes going on here in Tampa. Mm-hmm. So
we've tarnished the whole NFL, haven't we?
Yeah. So Josh McCown comes in and immediately starts over Mike Glennon. Interesting, because now Glennon's in his second year. You thought you'd want to develop him. Okay, so Josh McCown plays instead, and then he gets hurt, and Glennon comes in and plays six games. Plays okay, actually, despite having a terrible offensive line, receivers who couldn't catch the football and kept dropping them, he stayed in there and actually looked okay when I went back and watched his 2014 season. Then McCown comes back, and they play him instead again.
Mm-hmm.
Glennon has only thrown 11 passes since then. That was 2014. So the last 2 years, he has hardly played. In fact, he's only played in two games and only thrown 11 passes. So there's a lot of unknown here. But I can see why Ryan Pace, the Bears general manager, is willing to take a chance on this guy because he, in his limited playing time in the NFL, he did show a strong arm, ability to hang in there, make good decisions, go through the progressions. There's enough here that why I could see why a team is taking this chance. I'm just interested to see what the contract is because we're talking about a lot of money here for a guy who hasn't played a whole lot.
All right. There have been other names, and we've all heard the same names, Jimmy Garoppolo, Tony Romo, anybody who has an O at the end of their name. Their name has come up.
Bozo
the clown. Right. All right. So why wouldn't you take a chance? If you're in the chance-taking mood, why wouldn't you take a chance on a better-known commodity than this guy?
Well, can I just add, Garoppolo is not available anymore. Is that correct?
Well, from what I'm told, he is, but at a ridiculously high price.
Getting the third pick in the draft, that's a high price. You could trade that away and get him, couldn't you?
Right. I'm not sure the Bears are willing to give that up. I think that's kind of the problem. I think the Patriots are looking for a first-round pick. It's been reported that the Browns are willing to give up number 12,
right,
which they have. And the Bears have number 3, and I don't think the Bears are willing to give that up right now. So, and let's be honest, Garoppolo hasn't played either. He's been out there and only played in 5 quarters in 3 seasons.
Yeah.
So there's an unknown commodity, too. I like his upside a little bit more than Glennon, but there's more to go off of with Glennon. And here's the thing about quarterback contracts these days. They're all ridiculous. I mean, Jay Cutler is actually affordable at this point, making up to $15 million this year.
Good puts him in the God, back, y'all.
I know. It puts him in the back half of starting quarterbacks in the NFL. And if Glennon comes in somewhere around there, and here's the thing about what the Bears have been doing the last couple of years that we have to remember. A lot of these contracts, while they come in and they go, oh, $15 million, well, there's a good chance that not all of that's going to be guaranteed. Ryan Pace likes to put a lot of incentives in his contracts and also leave ways on the back end to get out of them really easily. So what might look like a monster contract when Mike Glennon signs tomorrow, as we expect, could easily be something that, okay, he's got to play very well to earn all that money, And if he doesn't, the Bears could very well get out of it in a year or two.
Adam, I know there, you can't even dispute this. You know a lot about the game of football, and you hang out in circles with guys that know a lot about football. Have you talked to one single person who's excited that Mike Glennon would be the Bears starting quarterback next year?
Not excited. No.
Nope.
Not the word excited. I've kind of talked myself into thinking it's okay that the Bears are doing this by kind of going back and watching what Glennon's done. But certainly this isn't like the splash when the Bears traded for Jay Cutler and everyone thought the Bears were going to the Super Bowl, which they almost did, but it's mostly been a failure.
Yeah.
Is this all but done?
Yeah, it's that close.
Seems like it.
Yeah. It seems like a definite.
So the other questions are, what do the Bears do to help Mike Glennon? Because here's two things that I think they need to do based on what I've watched of Glennon's time in Tampa. He had a terrible offensive line, and when he was pressured, he wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. When they gave him time, he was able to go through his progressions, complete passes, and look like a maybe even above-average NFL starter. But teams were realizing that he didn't have a good offensive line and didn't perform well under pressure, so they blitzed him more than any other quarterback in the NFL in 2013 and 2014. So the Bears have a good interior offensive line right now, but I think they need to do better on their tackles. And so do they go out and sign a big right tackle, which I think is something that they need to do to help Mike Glennon have success. And at this point, they should probably re-sign Alshon Jeffrey, because you don't want to downgrade his targets when he can use somebody like Alshon Jeffrey to go up and get the football. So that'll be fascinating to watch over the next 24 to 48 hours as well.
Would it be safe to say that Mike Glennon is a space filler, that everyone in Bears management knows the Bears aren't going anywhere anytime soon, so why not just throw a guy in, although it's a pretty high price tag to throw that guy in for a year or two until they've got a better team around him?
Well, again, it seems like a high price tag, but when you put it in context with the rest of the quarterbacks in the NFL, it's not ridiculous. It's a lot of money. It's not a ridiculous amount of money. So what I think is happening here is I don't think that they're looking at Mike Glennon like, oh, he's definitely going to be the next franchise quarterback. I think they do look at him like a 27-year-old with some talent who hasn't had a chance to show what he can do yet. So there could be some upside that he develops into that guy. Do I think the Bears will still address the quarterback position in the draft this year? Yes, I do. Will it be in the first round? I don't know, and I don't know that they should do that because I'm not in love with any of these quarterbacks at number three overall. But maybe in the second or third round, you bring in a relatively high-priced draft pick at the quarterback position to compete with Mike Glennon to develop, and then you work it out between the two of them. You know, the Seattle Seahawks did this. When they signed Matt Flynn to a lot of money after a very limited amount of time in Green Bay where he looked decent. And then what did they do? They used a third-round pick on Russell Wilson. They brought them both to camp. Russell Wilson was clearly the better option. He's turned out to be a very good quarterback. So that might be the blueprint here that the Bears are going to try to execute.
It's got to be better than what it's been.
Well,
that's a low bar.
You're right. It is.
True.
It's right.
That's what you do. You set the bar low, so anything you do goes above it.
But the Bears are limbo dancing. That's how low their bar is set.
Yeah. If that's what they're trying to do, they've done a very good job of lowering the bar.
What are your thoughts about John Fox? Obviously, he's back for this year. What do you think his longevity is with the Bears?
You know, I'm on the thinking that the Bears are willing to give this more patience than most think. I'd be shocked if there are major changes after this season, especially with the GM spot. I still do find the dynamic between the youngest general manager and one of the older head coaches in the league to be a little weird. I don't think it's been a problem, but if this continues to be sort of a struggle to take a big step forward this season, I do wonder how long John Fox could be around here, whether it's him deciding to move on or the Bears, you know, just saying, hey, we got to go in a different direction here, maybe more of a developmental direction. We'll see. That's a long ways off at this point. And I do actually think the Bears are going to take a step forward this year. I don't know if that means more than 7 or 8 wins. But I would be very surprised if they're picking in the top 5 of the draft next year. That would surprise me.
Is everyone afraid to mention the fact that it could be ownership that's the problem with the Bears? Is everybody just kind of tiptoeing around the fact that maybe it's time for the McCaskies to do something and sell to somebody who really wants and understands winning?
I don't think people are tiptoeing around on that. I just think they're it's not going to happen.
Right, they're not going to sell it.
The McCaskies have been very clear, and George came out after the season again saying that they have no intentions to sell the team.
Can we do what they've done in Frankenstein movies since the 1940s and storm the castle? Is that a possibility?
But can I just, not understanding the whole McCaskey situation, don't they want to win too?
Wanting to win and making the right moves to win, though, are huge. They just don't seem to understand how to build a winning team. They just make every mistake you can make and then raise ticket prices when the mistakes happen.
There is a school of thought that the McCaskies are sometimes operating, you know, behind the times in the NFL.
Yeah, and way behind the times.
I honestly think they've taken a huge step forward in that over the last decade. Unfortunately, the record
3-13
over the last decade has not been good at all. They made the playoffs one time.
Yeah.
So, I understand the frustration. I'm not here to defend ownership in any way, because at this point, you know, they've tried so many different ways to get there.
Right.
And they're the one constant. So, I think it's fair to look at it that way.
Why aren't we getting Tony Romo? He's available, isn't he?
Because he's old and the Bears are trying to get young.
How about get good?
Try
Does that matter?
Let's call,
but,
yeah.
But
let's
if Tony Romo, first of all, could get hurt at any moment because
right.
he's become so fragile.
That's true.
He's so old that I don't think you can count on him to play more than one or two more seasons. Or the Bears, he needs to go to. First of all, why would he want to come to the Bears? He wants to go to a team that is going to be in the Super Bowl hunt next year. So Denver makes a lot of sense. Houston makes a ton of sense because that's a good team that needs a quarterback badly.
So go out on a big note, right?
That makes
Why
sense.
Would he come to Chicago? It doesn't
Why would
make
anyone?
Sense, Rob.
Well, because he could get hurt easily. Bears fans are hurt easily. There's a kinship there. It all ties in.
If I got hurt easily, I would not come to Chicago based on what's happened the last 2 years.
I know. You'd have to pack me in bubble wrap if I was going to play for the Bears. That'd be the only way.
That'd be funny.
I know.
More people would show up.
So, Adam, would you say, I can't even use the word optimistic, because I'm sorry. Mike Glennon is not the guy that's going to get the Bears anywhere anytime soon. He's just not. So what's the word if it's not optimism? What's the word to describe what is about to go on with the signing of Mike Glennon?
Meh.
Right. Let's leave it at that. M-E-H, and not even an exclamation point, a very small period at the end of M-E-H. Let's
I think
do that.
That's how it's going to be. You know what? I think that's how it's going to be 2 days from now with whatever the Bears do. They could go after a high-priced corner or something like that, and they need that. But I don't think anyone's going to be predicting that they're going to the playoffs 2 days from now.
Yeah. All right. Adam, thank you. I wish these were under better circumstances, which is something you normally say when somebody is passing away, but that's how I feel with the Bears.
I think it's like every time I come on the radio to talk about the Bears, it's pretty much that way. So
I know.
I'm used to it, Bill.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adam.
We appreciate it. It's our friend Adam Hogue. He's the Bears insider, which is a very dangerous place to be sometimes. It really is. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then there's more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.